Chapter 45. Until Tuesday, and the crowner's inquest on the Duke's body is to be tomorrow, and I shall know more. But what care you for all this? Is Pooh MDM sorry for Pooh PDFR's 14 friends, and this is a very surprising event. Tis late, and I'll go to bed. This looks like journals. Night. 17. I was today at noon with the Duchess of Hamilton again, after I had been with Lady Orkney, and charged her to be kind to her sister in her affliction. The Duchess told me Lady Orkney had been with her, and that she did not treat her as gently as she ought. They hate one another, but I will try to patch it up. I have been drawing up a paragraph for the postboy, to be out tomorrow, and as malicious as possible, and very proper for Abel Roper, 15, the printer of it. I dined at Lord Treasurer's at 6 in the evening, which is his usual hour of returning from Windsor. He promises to visit the Duchess tomorrow, and says he has a message to her from the Queen. Thank God. I have stayed till past 1 with him. So night dealist MD. 16, 18. The committee of council is to sit this afternoon upon the affair of the Duke of Hamilton's murder, and I hope a proclamation will be out against Macartney. I was just now, 'tis now noon, with the Duchess, to let her know Lord Treasurer will see her. She is mightily out of order. The jury have not yet brought in their verdict upon the crowner's inquest. We suspect Macartney stabbed the Duke while he was fighting. The Queen and Lord Treasurer are in great concern at this event. I dine today again with Lord Treasurer, but must send this to the post office before, because else I shall not have time, he usually keeping me so late. Ben Hook bid me write to DD to send her certificate, for it is high time it should be sent, he says. Pray make Parvisel write to me, and send me a general account of my affairs. And let him know I shall be over in spring, and that by all means he sells the horses. Prior has kissed the Queen's hand, and will return to France in a few days, and Lord Strafford to Holland. And now the King of Spain has renounced his pretensions to France, the peace must follow very soon unavoidably. You must no more call Philip, Duke of Anjou, for we now acknowledge him King of Spain. Dr. Pratt tells me you are all mad in Ireland with your playhouse frolics and prologues, and I know not what. The Bishop of Clare and family are well. They have heard from you, or you from them, lately, I have forgot which. I dined there t'other day, but the Bishop came not till after dinner, and our meat and drink was very so-so. Mr. Vedo, 17, was with me yesterday, and inquired after you. He was a lieutenant, and is now broke, and upon half pay. He asked me nothing for himself, but wanted an employment for a friend, who would give a handsome pair of gloves. One Hale sent me up a letter t'other day, which said you lodged in his house, and therefore desired I would get him a civil employment. I would not be within, and have directed my man, to give him an answer, that I never open letters brought me by the writers, etc. I was complaining to a lady that I wanted to mend an employment from 40 to 60 pounds a year in the salt office, and thought it hard I could not do it. She told me one Mr. Griffin, 18, should do it. And afterward I met Griffin at her lodgings, and he was, as I found, one I had been acquainted with. I named Philby, 19, to him, and his abode somewhere near Nantwich. He said frankly he had formerly examined the man, and found he understood very little of his business, but if he heard he mended, he would do what I desired. I will let it rest a while, and then resume it, and if PPT writes to Philby, she may advise him to diligence, etc. I told Griffin positively I would have it done, if the man mended. This is an account of Pooh PPT's commission to her most humble servant, PDFR. I have a world of writing to finish, and little time. These toads of ministers are so slow in their helps. This makes me sometimes steal a week from the exactness I used to write to MD. Farewell, D. Logs, D. List MD MD MD, dot dot FW 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 me 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 leal. Smoke the folding of my letters of late. 20, letter 56. 1, London, December 12, 1712. Here is now a strange thing, a riddle from MD unanswered. Never was before. I am slower, and MD is faster. But the last was owing to DD's certificate. Why could it not be sent before, pay now? Is it so hard for DD to prove she is alive? I protest solemnly I am not able to write to MD for other business, but I will resume my journal method next time. I find it is easier, though it contains nothing but where I dine, and the occurrences of the day. I will write now but once in 3 weeks till this business is off my hands, which must be in 6, I think, at farthest. OPPT, I remember your reprimanding me for meddling in other people's affairs. I have enough of it now, with a wing in. Two women have been here 6 times apiece. I never saw them yet. The first I have dispatched with a letter, the other I must see, and tell her I can do nothing for her. She is wife of one Connor, 3, an old college acquaintance, and comes on a foolish errand, for some old pretensions, that will succeed when I am Lord Treasurer. I am got up, 2 pair of stairs, in a private lodging, and have ordered all my friends, not to discover where I am, yet every morning 2 or 3 sots are plaguing me, and my present servant has not yet his lesson perfect of denying me. I have written 130 pages in folio, to be printed, and must write 30 more, which will make a large book of 4 shillings. 4, I wish I knew an opportunity of sending you some snuff. I will watch who goes to Ireland, and do it if possible. I had a letter from Parvisel, and find he has set my livings very low. Colonel Hamilton, who was second to the Duke of Hamilton, is tried today. I suppose he is come off, but have not heard. 5, I dined with Lord Treasurer, but left him by 9, and visited some people. Lady Betty, 6, his 7, daughter, will be married on Monday next, as I suppose, to the Marquis of Carmarthen. I did not know your country place had been Portrane, till you told me so in your last. Has Swanton taken it of Wallace? That Wallace was a grave, wise coxcomb. God be thanked, that PPTM better of her desaddles. 8, pray God keep her so. The pamphlet of political lying is written by Dr. Arbuthnot, the author of John Bull. 'Tis very pretty, but not so obvious to be understood. Higgins, 9, first chaplain to the Duke of Hamilton? Why, the Duke of Hamilton never dreamt of a chaplain, nor I believe ever heard of Higgins. You are glorious newsmongers in Ireland, Dean Francis. 10, Sir R. Levinch, 11, stuff. And Pratt, more stuff. We have lost our fine frost here, and Abel Roper tells as you have had floods in Dublin. Ho, brave, 12, you. Oh ho. Swanton seized Portrane, now I understand you. Now I see Portrane at the top of your letter. I never minded it before. Now to your second, N. 336. So, you read one of the Grub Streets about the bandbox. 13, the Whig papers have abused me about the bandbox. God help me, what could I do? I fairly ventured my life. There is a particular account of it in the Postboy and Evening Post of that day. Lord Treasurer has had the seal sent him that sealed the box, and directions where to find the other pistol in the tree in St. James Park, which Lord Bolingbroke's messenger found accordingly. But who sent the present is not yet known. The Duke of Hamilton avoided the quarrel as much as possible, according to the foppish rules of honor in practice. What signified your writing angry to Philby? I hope you said nothing of hearing anything from me. Hey! Do you write by sandalite? Naughty, naughty, naughty dollar, 100 times, full doing so. Oh, face, DD, I'll take care of myself. The Queen is in town, and Lady Masham's month of lying in is within 2 days of being out. I was at the christening on Monday. I could not get the child named Robin, after Lord Treasurer. It is Samuel, after the father. My brother Ormond sent me some chocolate today. I wish you had share of it. but they say it is good for me, and I design to drink some in the morning. Our society meets next Thursday. Now the Queen is in town, and Lord Treasurer assures me that the Society for Reforming the Language shall soon be established. I have given away 10 shillings today to servants. Can't be help, if one should cry one's eyes out. 14. Hade stirs here about your company and visits. Charming company, no doubt. Now I keep no company at all, nor have I any desire to keep any. I never go to a coffee house nor a tavern, nor have touched a card, since I left Windsor. I make few visits, nor go to levees. My only debauching is sitting late where I dine, if I like the company. I have almost dropped the Duchesses of Shrewsbury and Hamilton, and several others. Lord Treasurer, the Duke of Ormond, and Lady Orkney are all that I see very often. Oh yes, and Lady Masham and Lord Bolingbroke, and one or two private friends. I make no figure but at court, where I affect to turn from a lord to the meanest of my acquaintance, and I love to go there on Sundays to see the world. But, to say the truth, I am growing weary of it. I dislike a million of things in the course of public affairs, and if I were to stay here much longer, I am sure I should ruin myself with endeavoring to mend them. I am every day invited in two schemes of doing this, but I cannot find any that will probably succeed. It is impossible to save people against their own will, and I have been too much engaged in patchwork already. Do you understand all this stuff? No. Well then, you are now returned to Omber and the Dean, and Christmas. I wish you a very merry one, and pray don't lose you money, nor play upon Wat Welch's game. Night, solace, 'tis right I'll go to sleep. I don't sleep well, and therefore never dare to drink coffee or tea after dinner. But I am very sleepy in a morning. This is the effect of time and years. Night dealist M.D. 18. Morn. I am so very sleepy in the morning, that my man wakens me above 10 times. And now I can tell you no news of this day.
Here is a restless dog, crying cabbages and savoys, plagues me every morning about this time. He is now at it. I wish his largest cabbage were sticking in his throat.
I lodge over against the house in Little Rider Street, where D.D. lodged. Don't do lamemble, ma'am. Tonight I must see the Abgultier,
15,
to get some particulars for my history. It was he who was first employed by France in the overtures of peace, and I have not had time this month to see him. He is but a puppy too. Lady Orkney has just sent to invite me to dinner, as he has not given me the bed nightgown.
16.
Besides, I am come very much off from writing in bed, though I am doing it this minute. But I stay till my fire is burnt up. My grate is very large, 2 bushels of coals in a week. But I save it in lodgings. Lord Abercorn is come to London, and will plague me, and I can do him no service. The Duke of Shrewsbury goes in a day or two for France, perhaps today. We shall have a peace very soon. The Dutch are almost entirely agreed, and if they stop we shall make it without them. That has been long resolved. 1 Squire Jones,
17,
a scoundrel in my parish, has writ to me to desire I would engage Joe Beaumont, to give him his interest for Parliament man for trim. Pray tell Joe this, and if he designed to vote for him already, then he may tell Jones, that I received his letter, and that I writ to Joe to do it. If Joe be engaged for any other, then he may do what he will. And Parvisel may say he spoke to Joe, but Joe's engaged, etc. I received 3 pair of fine thread stockings from Joe lately. Pray thank him when you see him, and that I say they are very fine and good.
I never looked at them yet, but that's no matter.
This is a fine day. I am ruined with coaches and chairs this 12-penny weather. I must see my brother Ormond at 11, and then the Duchess of Hamilton, with whom I doubt I am in disgrace, not having seen her these 10 days. I send this today, and must finish it now, and perhaps some people may come and hinder me, for it is 10 o'clock
but not shaving day,
and I must be abroad at 11. Abgultier sends me word I can't see him tonight. pots cacum. I don't value anything but one letter he has of pedicums. 18. Showing the roguery of the Dutch. Did not the conduct of the Allies make you great politicians? Face, I believe you are not quite so ignorant as I thought you. I am glad to hear you walked so much in the country. Does D.D. ever read to you, Unuman? Oh, face. I shall find strange doings and I tum away. 19. Here is somebody coming that I must see that wants a little place. The son of cousin Rook's eldest daughter that died many years ago. He's here. Farewell, dealist MDMDMDMEMEFWFWFW, Lille. Letter 57. 1. London, December 18, 1712. Our society was to meet today, but Lord Harley, who was president this week, could not attend, being gone to Wimbledon with his new brother-in-law, the young Marquis of Carmarthen, who married Lady Betty Harley on Monday last, and Lord Treasurer is at Wimbledon too. However, half a dozen of us met, and I propose our meetings should be once a fortnight. For, between you and me, we do no good. It cost me 19 shillings today for my club at dinner. I don't like it, face. We have terrible snowy slobbery weather. Lord Abercorn has come to town, and will see me, whether I will or no. You know he has a pretense to a dukedom in France, which the Duke of Hamilton was soliciting for. But Abercorn resolves to spoil their title, if they will not allow him a fourth part. And I have advised the Duchess to compound with him, and have made the ministry of my opinion. Knight, D. Salas, M.D., M.D. 19. A. Malise, this is something right. 2. For P.D.F.R. to write journals again. 'Tis as natural as mother's milk, now I am got into it. Lord Treasurer is returned from Wimbledon, 'tis not above 8 miles off, and sent for me to dine with him at 5. But I had the grace to be abroad, and dined with some others, with honest Ben Hook, by invitation. The Duchess of Ormond promised me her picture, and coming home tonight, I found hers and the Duke's both in my chamber. Was not that a pretty civil surprise? Yes, and they are in fine gilded frames too. I am writing a letter to thank her, which I will send tomorrow morning. I'll tell her she is such a prude, that she will not let, so much as her picture be alone in a room with a man, unless the Duke's be with it, and so forth. 3. We are full of snow, and dabbling. Lady Masham has come abroad these 3 days, and seen the Queen. I dined with her t'other day at her sister Hill's. I hope she will remove in a few days to her new lodgings at St. James from Kensington. Knight, D. Lokes M.D. 20. I lodge up 2 pair of stairs, have but one room, and deny myself to everybody almost, yet I cannot be quiet, and all my mornings are lost with people who will not take answers below stairs, such as Dilly, and the Bishop, and Provost, etc. Lady Orkney invited me to dinner today, which hindered me from dining with Lord Treasurer. This is his day, that his chief friends in the ministry dine with him. However, I went there about 6, and sat with them till past 9, when they all went off. But he kept me back, and told me the circumstances of Lady Betty's match. The young fellow has £60,000 ready money, 3 great houses furnished, £7,000 a year at present, and about 5 more after his father and mother die. I think Lady Betty's portion is not above £8,000. I remember either Tisdall writ to me in somebody's letter, or you did it for him, that I should mention him on occasion to Lord Anglesea, with whom, he said, he had some little acquaintance. Lord Anglesea was with me tonight at Lord Treasurer's, and then I asked him about Tisdall, and described him. He said he never saw him, but that he had sent him his book. 4. See what it is to be a puppy. Pray tell Mr. Walls, that Lord Anglesea thanked me for recommending Clemens 5 to him, that he says he is £20,000 the better for knowing Clemens. But pray don't let Clemens go and write a letter of thanks, and tell my lord, that he hears so and so, etc. Why, 'tis but like an Irish understanding to do so. Sad weather, 2 shillings in coaches today, and yet I am dirty. I am now going to read over something and correct it. So, night. 21. Puppies have got a new way of plaguing me. I find letters directed for me at Lord Treasurer's, sometimes with enclosed ones to him, and sometimes with projects, and sometimes with libels. I usually keep them 3 or 4 days without opening. I was at court today, as I always am on Sundays, instead of a coffee house, to see my acquaintance. This day sennight, after I had been talking at court with Sir William Wyndham, the Spanish Ambassador, 6, came to him, and said he heard that was Dr. Swift, and desired him to tell me that his master, and the King of France, and the Queen, were more obliged to me than any man in Europe. So we bowed, and shook hands, etc. I took it very well of him. I dined with Lord Treasurer, and must again to Dashmorrow, though I had rather not,
as D.D. says,
but now the Queen is in town, he does not keep me so late. I have not had time to see Fanny Manley since she came, but intended one of these days. Her uncle, Jack Manley, 7, I hear, cannot live a month, which will be a great loss to her father in Ireland, for I believe he is one of his chief supports. Our peace now will soon be determined, for Lord Bolingbroke tells me this morning that 4 provinces of Holland, 8, have complied with the Queen, and we expect the rest will do so immediately. Knight M.D. 22. Lord Keeper promised me yesterday the first convenient living to poor Mr. Jury,
9,
who is married, and wants some addition to what he has. He is a very worthy creature. I had a letter some weeks ago from Elwick,
10,
who married Betty Jury. It seems the poor woman died some time last summer. Elwick grows rich, and purchases lands. I dined with Lord Treasurer today, who has engaged me to come again tomorrow. I gave Lord Bolingbroke a poem of Parnell's.
11,
I made Parnell insert some compliments in it to his lordship. He is extremely pleased with it, and read some parts of it today to Lord Treasurer, who liked it as much. And indeed he outdoes all our poets here a bar's length. Lord Bolingbroke has ordered me to bring him to dinner on Christmas Day, and I made Lord Treasurer promise to see him, and it may one day do Parnell a kindness. You know Parnell. I believe I have told you of that poem. Knight, Deal M.D. 23. This morning I presented one Diaper,
12,
a poet, to Lord Bolingbroke, with a new poem, which is a very good one, and I am to give him a sum of money from my lord, and I have contrived to make a parson of him, for he is half one already, being in deacon's orders, and serves a small cure in the country, but has a sore that is a dash here in town. 'Tis a poor little short wretch, but will do best in a gown, and we will make Lord Keeper give him a living. Lord Bolingbroke writ to Lord Treasurer to excuse me today, so I dined with the former, and Montillian, the Spanish ambassador, who made me many compliments. I stayed till 9, and now it is past 10, and my man has locked me up, and I have just called to mind that I shall be in disgrace with Tom Lee.
13,
that coxcomb had got into acquaintance with one Eckershall.
14,
clerk of the kitchen to the Queen, who was civil to him at Windsor on my account, for I had done some service to Eckershall. Lee teases me to pass an evening at his lodgings with Eckershall. I put it off several times, but was forced at last to promise I would come tonight, and it never was in my head till I was locked up, and I have called and called, but my man is gone to bed, so I will write an excuse tomorrow. I detest that Tom Lee, and am as formal to him as I can, when I happen to meet him in the park. The rogue frets me, if he knew it. He asked me why I did not wait on the Bishop of Dromore.
15,
I answered I had not the honor to be acquainted with him, and would not presume, etc. He takes me seriously, and says the bishop is no proud man, etc. He tells me of a judge in Ireland that has done ill things. I ask why he is not out. Says he, I think the bishops, and you, and I, and the rest of the clergy, should meet and consult about it. I beg his pardon, and say, I cannot be serviceable that way. He answers, yes, everybody may help something. Don't you see how curiously he contrives to vex me? For the dog? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.